Blog Talk Radio.
Right. Yeah, buddy.
Take a licking. There is someone waiting who will hurry up and rescue you. Just call for Super Chicken.
Welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer. My manifold. One moment, technical check. Can sound get up? All right, I've got that fixed. Welcome to the Backery with the Chicken Whisperer. My name is Andy. Most know me as the. My co-host is poultry advocate and author Pat Borman. Today is Thursday, July, and I'd like to thank all of you for checking on Blog Talk Radio, the radio show that cast around. This radio show is all about poultry and living a self-sufficient lifestyle. Your backyard, the Chicken Whisperer radio show, for it, our website.com. That's chickenwhisperer.com. From there, you can follow us on Twitter, on Facebook. Visit our sign up for our monthly scratch and get all kinds of Whisper gear, including hat shirts, mouse pads, and more. And of course, get all kinds of great information about our wonderful contest that with every month, Backyard Poultry. And if you're listening live today on radio, I invite you live that's going on right now. You can talk with other Backyard Poultry with the chip. There's some around the country. Question for guest one. All you have to do is click on the chat now button at our website there on Blog Talk Radio. That'll get you your own evening screen, and you can come on into the live chat room, sit a spell, read all kinds of questions, and talk about what we love about poultry, self-sufficient lifestyle. Also would like to ask you to mark this radio show as a favorite and request to be on our friends list while there at Blog Talk. Okay, comes today. Thank you all for tuning in. Sponsored by Manua Leader Animal Prodigy. Be back. Welcome my wonderful co-host, author, and that poultry advocate, Pat Forman, right after this short break.
EggCartons.com, your discount supplier of egg cartons and poultry supplies. They carry a wide variety of egg cartons in paper, plastic, and foam, as well as a great selection of poultry supplies, including incubators, waterers, feeders, and more. Order online at eggcartons.com or call toll-free 1-888-852-5340. Free full-color catalog available. Mention the coupon code WHISPER and get 10% off your entire order. Be sure to sign up for their online newsletter for more great specials. That's eggcartons.com.
Established in 1957, GQF has become the name to trust when it comes to quality products and superior customer service. GQF offers a wide range of poultry products, including incubators, brooders, feeders, waterers, and much, much more. Give them a call at 912-236-0651 or visit them online at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com.
But we're going to very much in the chat for letting us know down. I'm going to guess Brett. He's up and running. We are in chat in the Sonic here on brand. And before I broadcast a little bit, my board open now. Blast. And then we go into course line. What was hanging there, folks? We're going to try to reboot the great show. Find with lots of great. A great guest, and so stay tuned back. As soon as we fix the next problem. Okay, let's see if we can get over the switchboard. We're going to bring Pat live, my wonderful co-host, poultry advocate, and author. Pat, welcome to the show.
Oh, okay. How am I coming in through, Whisper? Am I clear and without sounding that Darth Vader voice?
Yep, I can hear you loud and clear, and if we can get a sound check on how we're sounding, that'll be great, because I can always do. I've always got backups. As always, when we're out doing the road and on the road doing the show. So, yep, I sound much better according to Dr. McCray. Very good from Dragon Eggs. Yep, fixed for everybody. Much better. All right. Sometimes you just get a chance at every second.
Uh-oh.
Chance is always a lot better. Hello?
Sounds like Darth is starting to sneak back in a little bit, Whisper. But keep going. Hey, I had a joke that I posted on the chat room while we were waiting for you to come on. And I bet you know the answer. Why did the chicken cross the basketball court? Why did the chicken cross the basketball court?
He was mad at the referee because he got a foul.
Yes, right. He heard the referee calling fouls, so he had to go. I love that joke. Okay. Hey, Whisper, guess what I got in the mail today? It came by UPS. It's like Christmas in July because it's also cool here in Virginia. But you're probably never going to guess, but I'm remodeling my chicken house, and I got a new four-nest metal nest box, or a four-box metal nest box, something like that. Anyway, so I'm going to make my roosts longer and the nest box shorter. I've got a six-hole box in there now, and it just takes up a little bit too much room. So I'm going to be spending the holiday weekend just remodeling my coop. Hey, and that ugly chicken coop, you did the ugliest one, I think, really did win. That was pretty good. Are you
pretty
still
ugly.
There,
Whisper? Did you just miss in the vlog?
I just said Christmas in July.
All right. righty. Let me do one more sound. I'm still coming in kind of like a Darth Vader or the who knows what. Then I will go ahead and do one more thing because it will definitely fix the problem. It's always the last resort. So if you have one more sound check on how I'm coming through, because we've got a great show. I want you to hear everything loud and clear from the show today, because I have a lot of special announcements. We've got a special guest. We've got McMurray Hatchery talking to us about their chicken photo contest and some other great things. So let me, if I can get a test in the chat room for a sound still a little Darth Vader-y. Okay, I'm going to fix that problem and nip it in the bud right now for good. So what I'm going to do is take a moment. I'm going to hand the show over to Pat. I'm going to completely call in on a different system instead of using Skype. Are you out there? Sounds like it's time for an upgrade. And I will be back here momentarily. So, Pat, I will turn it over to you for just about 2 or 3 minutes before I can come back on, and we'll fix the problem.
Okay, that's fine. Well, I've got 2 or 3 minutes. Gosh, what does everyone want to chat about? If there's any questions in the chat room, go ahead and post them. Or if you want another stupid chicken joke, I could put that on there too. In fact, I'll just go ahead and post one. Let's see. Why didn't the chicken skeleton cross the road? Why did not the chicken skeleton cross the road? Let's see if I can type and talk at the same time. But anyway, I want to tell you, while you think about that, I want to tell you about this new nest box. It's from Bowker, and we've used their nest boxes when we had the poultry farm, and I've had the 10 and the 12 hole nest boxes, especially the 10 ones, and they're wonderful. They're really heavily made, and they're sturdy. They've got the two layers with the wooden perches, and they're just super easy to clean. It's like they last forever. So I think I'm going to sell this 10-hole one here and then be able to pay for the 4-hole that I got. But sing it, Pat. Okay. Well, anyway, getting back to this joke, why did not this chicken skeleton cross the road? This is really corny. This is awful. It's because he didn't have enough guts. Apparently it already been processed, which Dr. McCrae told us about one time in one of her shows. So, anyway, that's the 4th of July is coming up here in Virginia. There's all kinds of parades and fireworks. I feel a little jealous. I might even go out and get a sundae just because I'm not there at the Sonic restaurant to be able to get one there to be the first 50. I think you get a free one coming in. And that says, oh, a 10-hole versus a 4-hole, did I lose some hens? No, the thing is I keep getting hens. Oh, my God. I just hatched out I did something interesting. I had in the incubator 24 eggs, and they all hatched, every one of them. And I had two hens that were broody. So I was going to split them between the two hens, and one of the hens just popped off the nest. So I only gave her 6, and she finally settled down. But the other hen has 18 little baby chicks, and she's doing a great job. So that's why I'm getting a bigger, smaller nest boxes and more roost spaces for the hens. Whisper, are you back? I can hear a little murmuring there in the background.
I am back. How can you hear me? Let's do another sound check. This should do it, but I wanted to make sure everybody could hear me clearly because we've got a lot of special announcements. We're starting another coop contest. We've got a great special guest, Bridget McCrae, and McMurray Hatchery's coming on. So let me do another sound check. We always, when we're broadcasting live, had about a 20-25 second delay. So by the time I hear to see the sound checks, I will keep on. Okay, sounds great. Perfect. All righty. I wanted to fix that problem because what a great show we have today for you. Just want to let everybody know that, go ahead, because you were talking about 4th of July and some other things.
No, I was just going to comment. Penny said in the chat room, she's really glad that you hurried back so I don't tell another stupid joke.
Hey, I want to say, I want to give a shout out to our friend Lion Hawaiian, who woke up here in Hawaii. He's 6 a.m. over there, and they had to wake up at 6 a.m. They're listening to the radio show live. So thank you very much for joining us in the chat room. And so, all right, the Flying Hawaiian. And, of course, the chat room is overly full. Thank you very much, first-time listeners, and I apologize about the technical problems. If you're a regular listener, you know we occasionally have technical problems because what do they say, high-tech redneck? Here we are out here at broadcasting live on location at the Sonic on East Brainerd Road in Chattanooga, Tennessee. We have a great show, an extended show for you today because we have tons of things going on. I'm going to first, because very, very busy folks, I'm going to go to the phone lines, and I'm going to bring on, let me get over here to the switchboard, we're going to bring on Matthew with McMurray Hatchery, and Matthew is going to tell us all about a new chicken photo contest that they're having. He's going to tell us about a prize that they're going to be providing for today's chicken trivia contest. So, Matthew with McMurray Hatchery, welcome to the show. Thanks for coming back.
Hi there, Andy. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. We're having a great time today live on location, and I know you wanted to come back on and share with us again this week all about the success so far of the McMurray Hatchery photo chicken photo contest. So I'll just kind of let you have the mic, and you can tell us all about the contest, how many photos you've gotten so far, very impressive number, and how people can enter.
Okay. Well, we've gotten over 500 photos so far. There's been a lot of really nice photos, and if you haven't uploaded photos yet, you can go to our blog, blog.mcmurrayhatchery.com, and we've got the details on the contest there. And starting next week on Wednesday, we're going to be making all the photos available so that you can begin seeing them and reviewing them and rating them. And that way we can all move towards selecting the semifinalist. And we'll keep the contest open through August 5th, 2010, so you can keep uploading your photos until then. And if you don't get the photos uploaded by Wednesday, that's fine. We'll have a way for you to, you can still keep uploading them, and people can still come in and review the new photos as they come in. So we'll put more details about that up on our blog at blog.mcmurrayhatchery.com. And you can check back there for details. And if you subscribe to our newsletter or if you're following us on Facebook or Twitter, we'll send out an update there also next week. And we just want to thank everybody for participating. I think we're all really enjoying it. And, of course, there'll be a number of really nice prizes at the end. So thank all of y'all.
Yeah, very nice prizes, gift cards and awesome stuff that you can get and use at McMurray Hatchery. So that's absolutely awesome. 500 photos, over 500 photos in 1 week.
Mm-hmm.
And I was looking at some of those, and of course now McMurray Hatchery, you can follow them on Twitter. You can become a fan of McMurray Hatchery on Facebook, like Jen and I are. And Jen actually posted the link in the chat room where you can go right to their blog and get all the information about entering and uploading your picture and entering the McMurray Hatchery, the photo contest there. So that is absolutely awesome. And I think it goes through August. Is that correct?
Yes, August 5th. We'll take uploads of photos up through August 5th.
Perfect. Wonderful, wonderful. And you've probably seen most of them. Is there a specific one that you have as a favorite you can tell us about?
Oh, we've got one we really like that's up on the Facebook page. Probably a lot of people have already seen it. It's this. It's a chicken. It's a white chicken from the head up. Looks kind of like a We Want You poster. But we've enjoyed that one. But there's been a lot of really nice ones.
That's perfect. That is really, really, really awesome. So, all righty. Well, we do appreciate you coming on and telling us, and again, reminding everybody about the ongoing McMurray Hatchery Chicken Photo Contest. And you can get all the information there at blog.mcmurrayhatchery.com. That's blog, B-L-O-G, blog.mcmurrayhatchery.com. And, of course, you can always go to their website, mcmurrayhatchery.com. And a great website. They have probably one of the best catalogs in the industry out there with great descriptions of all the breeds that they carry. And the largest rare breed hatchery in the United States. That's McMurrayHatchery.com. Anything else, Matthew, while we've got you live on the air?
And then we also have a coupon this week. It's a coupon code WHISPER718, and
mm-hmm.
It's good from now through July 8th, so it's good for a week, and for 10% off of any McMurray Hatchery order that's over $50. So you just enter that coupon code, Whisper718. When you check out on the website, or you can let the if you call in and order, you can let the operator know that coupon code.
That's perfect. Thank you so much for doing that. And so that's actually for 1 week, starting 718, meaning seven. It's the seventh month, July. It starts the 1st of July, and it will end a week later, 1 week from today. And so you've got one whole week to take advantage of this coupon code at McMurrayHatchery.com. And, of course, you can call McMurray Hatchery and use the coupon code WHISPER718, and you'll get 10% off your order of $50 or more. So if you're in the market for, they got a lot more things other than just that'd be a great coupon to use, coupon code, on your new chicken door that y'all have developed and have on the market.
Yeah, that'd be great for that.
It'd be a great. You'd save a nice little bundle on that 10% off if you go and look at the new chicken door, automatic chicken doors at McMurray Hatchery. They've developed it. It's brand new. It's something they developed themselves, and you can see that at their website, McMurrayHatchery.com. So once again, that coupon code, good for a week, today through next Thursday, 1 week, the coupon code WHISPER718 will get you 10% off at McMurrayHatchery.com, and if you call McMurray Hatchery, 10% off on any order over $50. Well, thank you very much for setting that up. We'll, of course, Facebook and Twitter that coupon code after the show today.
Good. That'll well, that's
perfect.
All I had, Andy.
All righty. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show today and telling us, reminding all of us to go ahead and not become lazy in the lazy summer days, but get out there and take pictures of all of our prized chickens. And can you name the categories one more time for us of the photo contest?
Yes. Yeah, we've got best breed photo. So that's for the a chicken or a male-female pair of chickens that are representative of a particular breed.
Okay.
And then the That's So Sweet category. So for those real sweet or real cute photos, maybe a young child holding a chicken or, well, you can see some of the examples we've put up there on the Facebook page. And drawing a blank now, Andy.
No, that's okay. I put you on the spot. Oh, that's fine.
That's so funny one. The that's too funny category.
Perfect.
So.
Okay. Very good. And, of course, guys, y'all can see that. I put them on the spot at blog.mcmurrayhatchery.com. So go ahead and go enter your funny chickens or good-looking chickens and there, and you could be one of the finalists. You could be one of the semifinalists, and you could actually win that category. So that is absolutely awesome. Thank you very much, Matthew, for coming on today and sharing with us all the great things that are going on, because every Thursday here on Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer is sponsored by McMurray Hatchery at McMurrayHatchery.com. Thank you very much for joining us, Matthew, and I hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Andy. Have a good week.
Thank you.
All
righty, folks, just to recap, you've got the coupon code WHISPER718, which is good for 10% off your order of $50 more at McMurrayHatchery.com for 1 week only. And, of course, a reminder to enter your chickens into the McMurray Hatchery Chicken Photo Contest. So we want to remind everybody to do that. Pat, you still live with us?
Yes, I'm still here. That is a really nice coupon. And I was just on the Murray Hatchery line yesterday checking out that chicken door, and it is very, very nice. It even has a little temperature sensor that can tell if it's below 20 degrees outside, it will not open the door, and that can keep your chickens from possibly getting frozen. So
it is. It's a really, really innovative and very cool chicken door. I looked at it maybe a month or two ago when it was first released, and they developed it themselves. Not anything they order from a supplier somewhere else or anything like that. They developed this chicken door from all their experience and all the needs and tips from keeping their own chickens. So, yeah, it's very, very innovative and a very cool product. And a 10% off of that would be a great savings, good savings. I'm going to kind of go down here the special announcements we have. First announcement, we have several throughout the show, is that this will kind of be in line with Chicken Whisperer gear. Now, we are caught up if you've ordered and you're waiting, we are completely caught up on our Chicken Whisperer gear orders. We have no pending orders at this time, so everything has been shipped. And so if you're waiting on your gear, if you live out on the West Coast, I would suggest maybe early next week you'll be receiving that. T-shirts, hats, mouse pads, mugs, bumper stickers, the whole nine yards. We are hoping to get our first order of flip-flop Chicken Whisperer flip-flops in, Chicken Whisperer watches, Chicken Whisperer gadget bags, iPhone bags, things like that. Hopefully in the next week or so, we're going to check out the quality, and then we'll put those on our website for availability. We're not going to sell anything if it's junk, so we always test it ourselves, Jen and I, before we choose putting it on the website to actually to sell to our listeners and fans. So we've got that coming on, and then we've got something in the works for which is going to be a great holiday gift. Today's kind of theme is Christmas in July, if you will, and when we bring Bridget on here in a few minutes, you'll see why. But I just want to announce that we are going to have a Chicken Whisperer calendar for 2011. We hope to have it released maybe as early as late October, but definitely by Thanksgiving. It'll be, of course, a 12-month calendar for 2011. It'll have 12 specific pictures, one for every month, of the chickens that Jen and I keep in our backyard. So it'll be specifically a Chicken Whisperer calendar, and it's going to be a wall calendar. So it'll, you'll be able to hang it on the wall. It'll have very nice, I hope, photographs of our different breeds that we have in our backyard. And we'll have a Chicken Whisperer calendar coming up. So that's the first announcement that we have. We're really excited about this. Jen's already started kind of compiling past photographs that may be as good enough for the calendar, and then of course she's looking at snapping some new photographs for the calendar. So 12-month calendar for 2011, and we hope to have that released and up on our Chicken Whisperer gear page at our website, chickenwhisperer.com, just in time for Thanksgiving, so it'll make a great holiday gift for your chicken loved one, or for anybody for that matter. So definitely looking forward to that. No, we won't have any Chicken Dales on the calendar. Nope, we won't have any of those. I love that in the chat room. Chicken Dales. Nope, these are, well, I guess you could call them Chicken Dales. They're going to be chickens and pictures of our poultry. And so so we're really looking forward to that. And that is the first announcement that I have made. And I'm going to go ahead and make the second announcement. And then we'll bring on Dr. Bridget McCray, of course, PhD, poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist, the whole nine yards, to talk about our subject of Christmas in July. But the second announcement has to do with our chicken coop contest for July. Now, if you remember, MyPetChicken.com provided a beautiful coop for a coop contest in May. They provided a beautiful coop for a coop contest in June. And then, and in fact, we just gave that coop away yesterday to Barbara in Orange, Texas, won the ugliest chicken coop contest. And you can go ahead and see the winner at our website. And then for July, it's actually going to run about 2 months, 6 weeks to 2 months. We may have it end about mid-August. We don't have an end date yet, but it's going to last between 6 weeks and 2 months. So it's not just for July, but it'll squeak into August, and we'll end it around August 15th or August 30th based on the entries that we're getting. But here's your opportunity for the next Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer Chicken Coop Contest. What we want you to do is, and we'll get all this compiled and put it on our website. We'll have a whole page for this contest, just like we did the ugliest chicken coop contest. And what it's going to be is you're going to be able to nominate a local school, whether it be public school or private school. Both are eligible anywhere in the United States, the lower 48 states of this great nation, based on shipping from MyPetChicken.com, who's donated this lovely coop. Again, a $350 value. And what we want you to do is, and we'll get all this on our website, is you're going to nominate a local school, public or private, that's already demonstrating uses of sustainability, raised bed gardens. They may already have poultry. They have a recycling team where they recycle. They may be actually harvesting from food from their garden to actually their cafeteria. But and you can put all those different things in the nomination. So again, anywhere in the lower 48 states of the United States, based on shipping requirements from MyPetChicken.com, for that. And it's going to be tough for homeschool, because then that would be really giving it to an individual to have in their backyard. So I love homeschool. We have a lot of homeschools that listen to the show. Maybe we'll have a specific contest for that. But you might homeschool just, I guess, your one or two children, and then that would be more of a personal prize to put in your backyard versus a school prize. But we do support local homeschool. In fact, we provide incubators for local homeschoolers to hatch out and have that experience as well here locally in Atlanta. So we have absolutely nothing against homeschool. In fact, we promote that very much so. But for this contest, just because it may be just you and your son in the homeschool, and that would be more like a personal proof win versus a school, we're going to keep that tied to a public or private school. And again, we're going to have you nominate the school of your choice, and you'll have to include in the nomination why you think they deserve this brand new $350 chicken coop from MyPetChicken.com and the Chicken Whisperer, and we'll get it shipped right to them at the beginning of the school year. And but they'll tell us why they deserve this coop. What are they doing to promote recycling at the school, to promote sustainability, to promote local farms, local gardening? Do they have raised beds? Are they using some of their produce that they produce in the cafeteria? What kind of different science projects they have based on agriculture? So that's exactly what we're going to do. And so some school, private or public, throughout America, come August, is going to have a brand new chicken coop, again, provided by MyPetChicken.com and the Chicken Whisperer. And so we'll get all this information on our website. Hopefully by the beginning of next week, we'll have a complete page, just like the Ugly Chicken Coop contest page, that'll have all the requirements. We'll need to get the school address, the superintendent contact information, the principal contact information. And so we'll have to do all of that. So we just wanted to announce that too, because we are really excited about this, because we'd love to help out a school become more sustainable and learn all the education there is to know about backyard poultry. So that's what we're going to do for July and August, and so that'll be our new July-August chicken coop contest for local private or public schools that you'll be able to nominate. All righty, lots of great comments about that contest, so thank you. I'm so glad you enjoyed it and you approve of that. It's now time to go to the phone line, and I'm going to bring on our wonderful friend, Dr. Bridget McRae. And again, if you don't know Bridget, wonderful person, great personality, very knowledgeable. She is a PhD, poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist. And today her topic is Christmas in July, and I'll let her let us know all really what that means.
Hi, everyone. Can you hear me okay?
We sure can.
Oh, you sound good. Good, Professor. Thanks for coming on the line.
Great. Okay. At least I'm not playing the role of Darth Vader today. All right.
No, not at all.
I'm so glad that worked out better for you. Now, once you said Skype, I knew exactly what that sound was. I have so many times had Skype stall out on me when I'm calling family across the nation. So I recognize that sound. Well, I do want to share a couple of updates here at Delaware State University. Actually, just the other night, Tuesday night, we had our first ever chicken coop predator twilight tour, and it was a resounding success. Folks came from Delaware and Maryland to learn about that which can lurk outside your coop at night and in the day. And they walked away with a better understanding of what rights the predators have, what rights your chickens have, and what rights you have as a poultry flock owner. They also learned how to take better care of their birds so that the predators didn't, well, partake of chicken coop buffet dinner. Let's just leave it that way. Some folks who came had learned the hard way that predators were in the area. They started up with a few birds, and then very quickly the predators found out that there were new food sources in the area and liberally extracted poultry from the yard or coop. And so our Twilight Tour left people with knowledge of what the calling cards are for each of the different predators. And we also talked about good coop design so that you aren't losing all of your precious egg-producing resources. One of the other things that I have on the horizon is, for those of you who watch television, you may have seen commercials for the Pepsi Refresh Project. Have anybody seen those commercials where you can vote on who gets grants? And so what I did – oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Andy.
No, I was going to say, I've seen that. In fact, I've seen a lot of groups on Facebook actually applying for those grants, and they talk about – you know, vote for this and vote for that, and so that's very, very popular.
So what I did is I decided to put Pat's idea up on there here at Delaware State University, and right now it's being reviewed to see if it's suitable for posting in August. So we will see very shortly if we are a candidate for August, and I'm going to ask for everyone's help if we are a candidate to see if we can't vote this project into effectiveness. One of the things was I noticed there are very few green projects that get funded. It's mostly the education and the neighborhoods and the health categories. So that's one of the challenges I'd like to put out there if we make it into the August voting period is we'll see if we can't create a model out there and prove that you can take a whole campus's worth of waste every day and turn it into compost for a year. And that should be a lot of fun.
I know, that's right up your alley, Pat.
Yes, well, this is we so desperately need empirical data about how much compost can be converted with the poultry power, and I think Bridget's project here is one that everyone ought to get out and really vote for because it's so worthwhile. And then we to have that data on a campus, then it can easily be spread to municipalities as well,
exactly.
Cities and towns. So
exactly,
yeah. I think it's great, Bridget. Way to go.
Now, everybody should know, regardless of whether we make it into the August voting period, you can vote for up to 10 different project ideas every day. So I'll encourage you to go onto that website and see if there's any projects that tickle your fancy. You can't vote for something more than once every day, but you can vote every day.
Huh. Every day.
You have 10 votes you can place every day.
So you just keep going on.
Right. So if we had each of the 600 or so listeners every day pop on there and give us a vote, there's a good chance that we'd be in the running.
And that should start
in August?
We hope to be in the August. We need a confirmatory email that says that we're in. And I will let you know as soon as I have that, and we will spread the news.
Perfect.
We could alert all the meetup groups too, and get them to start to vote in on this. I mean, that might be a way to really extend poultry power and leverage, is to get all those that we know are interested in poultry.
You're absolutely correct. The meetup groups, the websites, the Facebook, the Twitter, the radio show, you name it. We'll get thousands and thousands of votes.
We hope so, because I sure would like to get some better answers out there for folks and really make sure that we've got the evidence that says that, well, Pat put it in the book. Here's the evidence scientifically that says, yeah, she was right on. Or, you know, maybe it isn't doable for a campus and small modifications have to be made. But I'd like to find out how we can best do that.
Well, absolutely. And Professor, I'll put it in the next book, because compost and you using poultry power is just about done. We're just working on the cover now, so we can also spread it through the give real life examples in the text form.
We'll see if we can't do that.
Now,
that'd be great.
If you see about any other grants, the one test that I've wanted to do for years and years and years, and I've told you this, Bridget, many a times, is that somebody has got to do this, is they've got to start, and to run a contest, start one set of chicks non-medicated starter, one set of chicks medicated starter. Then they go to completely organic feed, and then the others use a commercial feed. And then to see when they start laying. And once they start laying, test the eggs. Are the eggs that come from the non-medicated starter and the regular commercial feed or in the organic feed, the nutritional values of that? And then look at the eggs that came from medicated starter, vaccinated chicks, and commercial feed, and then take a look at those eggs and compare the two to see if there's a hill of beans difference between the both. So we can educate people as well. If they're spending $35 a bag for a bag of feed, what are they really getting out of that? So I think they may be now buying blind, though it'd be peace of mind. So I would love to have a study done like that. I think it's well needed now with all the people that are keeping backyard poultry for all of these different reasons.
Very good idea. Good thinking. I remember you mentioning that quite some time ago.
I would love to do that. Now, today is Christmas in July, correct?
Sure is. I'm going to give you two more announcements very quickly.
I've got all the time in the world.
For those who are in the Delaware, Maryland, Virginia, or Delmarva area, we are planning for later on this summer pastured poultry workshops. And we'll have a separate one for broilers and another one for turkeys. So keep your radars open for that blip on your screen, and I'll encourage you to participate. We'll be teaching people how to start raising broilers on pasture, things such as feed, behavior, predator proofing, of course, and also good pastures to use, and also how to process those birds afterwards. So it'll be very hands-on and a wonderful educational opportunity for those who want to perhaps include raising poultry for meat into their lives and diets here in this particular area. Of course, we won't turn anybody down if they want to come from afar, but I figure most people local would want to come all the way to Delaware.
That's great. I think that's huge, because even right now, with our local meetup group, they are they're talking about people are often saying that. Hang on one second, we've got some video here coming at you. We got to get a good video of Coley. She's here in her poodle skirt and her
roller
skates, around serving the great folks here at Sonic on East Brainerd Road. And so Jen was handling all of that. So if you're watching our webcam live, and that's what you just saw. That was Coley in her poodle skirt. But yeah, with our meetup group, everybody, there's so many new folks that even have their chickens named, that are like, you know, maybe I could have a second batch of chickens just for production, just for meat birds. I never thought that I would consider wanting to take a class on processing, but it's amazing the people who have kind of changed now that they've had their pet poultry and they see the advantages. And they just never really thought, well, you know, I don't know if I could actually harvest, you know, Patsy in the backyard. But they are looking at having a completely, still killing Moose Wells here, Moose Wells. The media just came here. It looks like Chattanooga News 12 has arrived, so that's always a good sign. But yeah, so I think that's wonderful. Because so many
I know
now people,
some people pay good money for this opportunity, and we'll probably have a small fee associated with that, but we do want to encourage people to come on and participate with us. And once I have that information, that brochure completed, I'll put that up on the Cooptastic website so that you can download and get all the information.
Perfect. Thank you so much. We're looking forward to that as well.
All right, Christmas in July. This is the time of year when you start seeing those Christmas in July craft shows, and I thought that was an appropriate term to apply to poultry, mostly because this is the time of year when you start planning for your holiday dinners with poultry. And it's hard for some people to plan that far ahead. So I thought I'd take this opportunity and put the reminder out there, good and early. If you want to think about turkey dinner on Thanksgiving, you need to start your poults or baby turkeys in about a couple of weeks. So if you haven't already thought about it, you may want to start looking on some of the websites, like, say, maybe McMurray Hatchery or some other hatcheries, and see if they don't have turkey poults available at this time, because you will need to start them at the end of this month in order to have them ready the week before Thanksgiving. Now, I'm talking about commercial, you know, large bird, heavy-producing, fast-growing turkeys, such as the broad-breasted bronze or the broad-breasted white. And these birds are ready at about 17 weeks of age. Now, if you're going to go ahead and use some of the heritage breeds, well, you've got to raise those birds a little bit longer. And so you may need to maybe save them for Christmas dinner instead of Thanksgiving dinner if you're going to start them now. So I have worked with the broad-breasted white and the bourbon red. And the broad-breasted white was plenty large at about 17 weeks. But the bourbon red was a much smaller turkey and much more easily fit in the oven. So it depends upon your cooking needs at Thanksgiving. Of course, it's hot outside right now. And nobody's thinking right now about Thanksgiving. But if you do want to give it a shot this year, go ahead and see if your feed stores can get you some turkey starter, some turkey feed, and start looking around now, and you can start, well, planning ahead for your holiday feast. Now, why poultry in the holidays? It's a bit of a tradition, but here's a little bit of the history on it. For geese, it was usually a lengthy fattening period, so the geese would hatch out around April or May, and they would take about 5 or 6 months to fatten up. So they were ready about the time of the Krishna holiday Martinmas, which is the Feast of St. Martin on November 11th. Or if they were going a little bit longer, if those birds grew a little more slowly or you had a smaller, slower-growing breed of goose, they might be ready in time for Christmastide or Christmas Day, December 25th. And so it became a practice, a custom of serving a large stuffed fowl. It didn't have to be a goose. You could have peacocks, you could have swans, you could have turkeys, but those larger birds that could feed a large room of people were typically ready at that time of year. So as with tradition, if you're going to feed a group of people for the holidays, you typically selected your largest bird and prepared them.
Ostrich.
Not readily available in Europe at that time. Nowadays, it's a different ball game. But here, there you go. You got the right idea.
I was thinking
it's super chicken.
So if you're thinking about venturing into your turkeys, think about starting with the easiest breed your first time around, and you can go with a broad-breasted bronze or a broad-breasted white, and they'll be eating like crazy and keep that feeder full so that they don't ever run out of food, because they'll eat it up and be ready for you in plenty time the first year. If you want to try a heritage breed after your first experience, I'll encourage that. There are several heritage breeds, such as the Bourbon Red, the Blue Slate, the Black Spanish, Royal Palms are beautiful. But, of course, for those who are in the Northeast region, you might be interested in the Narragansett. And so the Narragansett is from, of course, the Rhode Island area, Narragansett Bay. So that might be a little bit of tradition that you want to bring home to your family in the future. There are, of course, other strains of turkeys that I haven't mentioned, and I will acknowledge that they do exist. But you can do that kind of research and, see what tickles your fancy.
So what's going to take about that long, getting started right now, to have a bird really good and prepared for our Thanksgiving feast?
Right. It takes about 17 weeks for a turkey and 24 to 26 weeks for a goose. So if you started now with a turkey, you'd be okay. With a commercial strain turkey, you'd be okay. If you started with a heritage strain turkey, you would have a very light bird. You might want to keep it on your property and use it for Christmas instead. Starting now, this week, you would have a about a 22 to 24-week-old goose ready. They'll be about 20 pounds if it's a Emden female and about 26 pounds if it's an Emden male. So the Emden breed is what you want to use for Christmas goose. It's the largest, and it's the meat-producing bird.
I know that Christine Heinrich, the author of How to Raise Poultry and How to Raise Chickens, is a huge supporter of goose for the Christmas holiday and having those. In fact, I think she has a whole area either on her website or in a book about how to properly cook one. So, yeah, truly, I know she's very into that with the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities.
Mm-hmm. And I'll encourage people to give it a shot. Although it is a little bit more difficult to process a waterfowl versus a turkey or a chicken, the rewards are there in the taste and flavor of the meat. If you're not willing to raise an Emden, which are the big white geese, you can try the next most popular breed. You can try a Pilgrim. They reach about 11 to 12 pounds in about 24 to 26 weeks. They're not quite as big, but they're still used for meat production. And so if you want to go longer with them, you can get them to a little bit larger size. So you can try, I know that there is in the United States, Metzer Farms.
Yes,
they
absolutely
are strictly waterfowl. And I have seen their geese out on pasture, and they get to a wonderfully big size. Their Emden geese look fantastic out there. And so they do have good quality waterfowl. Another hatchery is like, say, Schrock's hatchery. They're one of the top waterfowl hatcheries in the United States. I don't have personal experience with them, but they do specialize in waterfowl. One of the things that you can do is purchase birds straight run, which means that they are unsexed. You'll have males and you'll have females mixed together. And then occasionally you can purchase sexed goslings or ducklings. So you need to do your homework. Interestingly enough, the Pilgrim breed is one of only a few where auto-sexing occurs. The male goslings are a different color than the female goslings, so you don't even have to lift up the skirt to see if there's a boy or a girl inside. They'll just come out of the egg already pre-colored.
Don't even have to lift up the skirt. Speaking
of
skirts,
do they roller skate? They can get a job at the Sonic.
I was going to say, that's funny. Yeah, absolutely. Speaking of the skirts that are here, roller skating around and serving all the customers here, that was the ideal comment at the right time. So, hey, Rich and Pat, we're going to take a real quick commercial break. I'm going to go over here and talk to Channel 12 here out of Chattanooga, and so I'll be back as soon as I can. But we're going to go to commercial break, and we come back. We'll continue all about Christmas in July, getting ready to get your bird started if you want to serve over Thanksgiving and Christmas with our special guest today, Dr. Bridget McRae. So we'll be back right after this short break. Stay with us.
You have the chickens, the coop, and the run, but do you have the egg cartons? Don't put your beautiful farm-fresh eggs in just any old used grocery store egg carton. Impress your friends and neighbors with your very own custom-labeled egg carton from eggcartons.com. They have a large selection of custom egg cartons, stamps, and labels to choose from. Pick out your custom egg cartons at eggcartons.com and save 10% off your entire order by using the coupon code WHISPER. Hey, it's the Chicken Whisperer. If you're in the market for a new incubator, then look no further than GQF. They have a great selection of tabletop and cabinet-style incubators at prices you can afford. I love my GQF Genesis Model 1588. It has a large picture window and an automatic thermostat, which makes for a better hatch every time. Go pick out your new incubator at GQFradio.com. That's GQFradio.com. Ideal Poultry has been a family-owned and operated business since 1937. Their business is built on customer service and quality poultry, from rare white and brown egg layers to broilers, ducks, turkeys, and bantams. Ideal Poultry is the largest supplier of backyard poultry in the United States, shipping close to 5 million chicks annually. Visit them online at idealpoultry.com. That's idealpoultry.com. Are you looking for a unique gift idea for that chicken, horse, or cattle lover? Well, look no further than Hoof and Hen Ranch. They provide necessary, helpful, unusual, and interesting products that relate to chickens, horses, and other animals and livestock. Located on a small farm in Beaumont, Texas, Hoof and Hen Ranch promises to deliver quality products and customer service to their customers. Place your order today at hoofandhenranch.com. That's hoofandhenranch.com. If you're looking for a quality-made chicken coop, then look no further than Horizon Structures. When you purchase from Horizon Structures, you can rest assured that your product is produced and delivered with the highest craftsmanship through traditional value, honesty, and integrity. All chicken coops are delivered fully assembled and ready to use right away. To pick out your new Horizon Structures chicken coop, visit horizonstructures.com. That's horizonstructures.com. Mount Healthy Hatcheries has been a hatching tradition for over 80 years. Home of the healthiest chicks, Mount Healthy Hatcheries offers a wide selection of bantams, turkeys, guineas, ducks, pheasants, and of course, meat birds and layers. Order online at mounthealthy.com, that's mthealthy.com, or give them a call at 1-800-451-5603. Don't forget to ask about their free bonus chicks offer. Mount Healthy Hatcheries, home of the healthiest chicks.
Welcome back to the Chicken Whisperer Radio Show. This is Ben. I'm filling in for Andy right now. But are you there, Pat?
Yes, Jen, I'm here.
I'm glad you're there.
I had myself muted so I could type a little bit. But yeah, you look really good on the video there. That's great. Good to see you on board.
Thanks. And Bridget, are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you great.
Fantastic.
So we're talking about meat birds today.
Yes, we had a little bit of dialogue in the chat box. I think it was Hidden Acre Quail who had some problems. We were talking a little bit about pastured poultry, and in the past, Hidden Acre Quail had had kids from up the creek mess around with their chicken coop, their hoop coop, and flip it over. And that's actually one of the things that we addressed in our chicken coop designs here at Delaware State University, and one of the things that we're going to show and highlight as part of our workshop is how to prevent that problem and also how to prevent predators from gaining quick and easy access to your hoop coops. And I think I'd put on there, run a line around the bottom and attach it to a deep cycle marine battery, and that way you can kind of electrify the bottom and very quickly discourage any sniffing noses that want to come along and partake of your chicken dinner, your hard-earned chicken dinner. And so that's one of the suggestions, one of many suggestions and many topics we will cover as part of our hands-on day with the pastured broiler and then later on pastured turkey workshops. So back to Christmas in July. We talked a little bit about breeds, we talked about history, and we talked about hatchery sources. If you're going to raise turkeys, you need to start them in the summer, and you always need to make sure, and geese as well, you need to start them with good, clean, fresh water because it's going to be hot this time of year. Yes, it's usually warm enough to start them outside on pasture, but depending on where you live in the United States, you might have a storm roll through, or you might have temperatures in the evening that dip down to uncomfortable levels, and you need to brood those chicks indoors for maybe the first 3 weeks, maybe 4 weeks, and then place them outside once they're a little bit more mature and they can regulate their body temperatures a little bit better. So you want to have fresh water in front of them, and warning, ducklings, goslings, they like to play in water a lot.
A lot.
Oh, yeah. If there's water, it's fair game for complete and utter gosling-duckling joy. And they will actually sit there and empty a gallon water very quickly. So if you're going to place a water out there, make sure that they can't step in it, walk in it. Place it up a little bit higher, and so that you aren't constantly cleaning up wet shavings, one of the things you can do is put the water on a wire mesh stand so that once they start splashing, that water falls right underneath the wire mesh, and that's just about the only place that gets wet. And that'll be, and you can put a little bucket under there or a tray of some sort that makes it a little easier to clean up.
Boy, so, Professor, taking the joy away from ducks playing in water? I mean, what kind of a kill sport is that? That's cruel. Poor little things. I mean, all they have to play in that is in shavings, huh? You got to give them a play pool?
What you can do is they don't have any water source in which they can bathe. They will turn to their drinking water source. So several times in a day, what you'll want to do, maybe twice if you work during the week, is give them a little bucket of water, and they can turn themselves into little submarines if they want to, and they can scoot around in there. But keeping mind that when they have down, that down gets waterlogged, and you have to regulate the amount of time they spend in there for the first 2 weeks so they really don't become submarines and lose their floating ability.
This is important when they're really young. Is that what you're saying,
right?
Or when they're older? Just when
they're really
young.
Young in the first couple of weeks, because they're starting to grow in their feathers and they're still covered in their natal down, which is buoyant. But after about 15 minutes, you're going to see their little bodies sink down, quarter inch by quarter inch, until they're soaked. And you'll need to give them little 15-minute bath times so that they can get that out of their system, and then place them under a warm light so they can dry out. And
do they have little water wings too? Maybe you can just put some little water wings on them so they can play longer.
Well, I don't think they hatch out with those. If you see goslings hatch out with water wing gear, I'd like to have a photograph of that.
No, it'll be Chicken Whisperer water wing gear for goslings.
Yes,
you could patent it even. There's a whole new enterprise coming up here, and then you could research it out for him, Professor, and get some written article. I think it's got tremendous ability.
Keep in mind I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jen.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, when Andy and I first got started, he brought home two Peking ducks, and we did not realize that we had to teach these little ducks, like their parents, that water was okay and to swim in it. So I just assumed that when they got older, I pulled out the kiddie pool and put them in there, and they started screaming like I was trying to kill them. It was so funny. They were terrified of the water.
Right. And so that it is a somewhat learned behavior, and you can start them young in teaching them how to swim. And actually what they'll do is you'll pick them up as ducklings or goslings. You'll put them in the water. Oh, boy.
Is that Whisper? He had it off.
He got too many tater tots, and they're coming after him. Is that what's going on?
Oh, yeah, corn dogs caught up with him. Oh, dear.
Yeah, uh-oh. It's an emergency.
Okay, so what you'll need to do is you'll pick them up, you'll put them in a small bucket of water, monitor them at all times, and they're going to run away from you, and they're going to go, what are you trying to do to me?
Right.
And they'll just sit in the water, and they'll try to jump out of the sides of the water. But then somebody's going to clue in. You never know which duckling or gosling it'll be, but they'll clue in, and they'll start to preen and swim, and then the others figure it out, and then you're good to go, and they've pretty much got it for the rest of their lives.
There you go. See, Jen, you have to model that for them. They look at you as a mother duckling, so you need to model it and show them how to preen and clean and get in the water.
Right. I didn't know that at the time. I have to do that next time we have ducks or goose.
Yeah, I think that's imprinting. Is that right, Professor? Don't you call that imprinting?
Oh, that's more of a learning process, less so much the imprinting. Imprinting occurs very quickly after hatching.
Right. So she has
learning a behavior.
Okay. There you go, Teacher Jen. You have a whole new classroom.
I do.
Little
ducklings.
So if
you want to make sure that your waterfowl have plenty of water, you might consider putting a watering device that's on a float system so that it refills automatically, so that you don't have to spend several trips a day going out there to refill the water. Keep swimming lessons to a maximum of about 20 minutes once or twice a day, and be aware that they can get chilled. Do not teach your turkey poults to swim because it's not going to happen.
That's good advice.
Sorry.
Very good advice.
Okay, since there's a lot more information out there about feeding and caring for turkey poults, I'm going to cover a little bit of information for feeding and caring for your Christmas goose. Goslings should be given a 20 to 22% protein starter ration, and preferably it should be in crumble form, because goslings can choke and ducklings can choke on mash, and they will waste up to about a quarter of their feed if it's in the mash form. So if you're going to spend 24 or 26 weeks raising these critters, and they're going to spend about 25 of that feed on the floor, they're going to expend it, then I think everyone values their hard-earned dollars a little bit more than that, and they will take the time to put out a form of feed that the goslings will actually spend the time eating and not wasting. But they can choke on mash. And so be aware of that as a possibility. Starter feeds, give that to them for the first 3 weeks. And also keep in mind, goslings and ducklings can have an adverse reaction to some medications. So, you know, don't necessarily get a load of medications and start giving it to your waterfowl if you see that they have runny noses. You can, however, give coccidiostats to some waterfowl. And so do your homework on that. Once your first 3 weeks are up, you can switch to a 15 to 16% protein goose grower. Pelleted is fine. Make sure you spend a week in transitioning them from crumbles to pellets. And if you are going to pen them, make sure they have plenty of free access to feed. After maybe about 5 or 6 weeks of age, you can give them limited access to pasture. You need to monitor the temperature, monitor their time outside, and make sure that they're doing okay out there. They will grow at a much slower pace and have a much lighter market weight if you place them out on pasture. So if you wanted to pasture raise your geese instead of pen raise your geese, you probably would want to have started them last month. So keep that in mind. So if you have, you know, clovers, grasses, that's the kind of pasture you want to give preferentially over, say, tough grasses like fescue or alfalfa. You want to stick with some clovers and some light grasses.
Hey, Professor, I've got a question for you. You said that to transition them from the crumble to the pellets, is there a particular ratio, or you just every day add a few more pellets and a few less crumble? Or what is
exactly.
there a technique to that?
For a couple of days, you do 25% pellets, 75% crumbles. And then for a couple of days, you transition 50-50. And then for a couple more days, you have 75% crumbles, 75% pellets and 25% crumbles. And that way, birds can get used to the change.
Okay. I've got one more question, too. I've found just personally with my chicks that they seem to waste a lot less with the mash if I add some water to either the crumble or the mash formulation. And yet you say ducks can choke on that. Why is that?
The design of their beak.
Okay. So they kind of have a flat beak and they just sort of spoon it up, huh?
Yep. And they will gobble it down, trust me.
Oh, I do trust you. So then they must get pretty thirsty with all that dry mash. Do they have to clean their waters more often than you would a chicken?
Yes, you would. Ducks and geese are very messy, and they will clean out their beaks in their waters or in the pond if you give them a little pool, kitty pond pool. And so you do have to clean up quite often.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And are there special duck waterers, too, that doesn't let them, or just use the regular chick waterers?
Well, you can start them with regular chick waterers, and that should be fine. If you want to design or use a watering device that's on a float, I recommend that for the older birds. And make sure you keep it up high off the ground so that they can't climb in it or sit in it, as some of them will go ahead and try to do.
Just try to cool off, you know.
Well, it's not so much cooling off. It's their natural habitat is to be in water, and so they'll think they want to be there all day.
Yeah.
Some birds.
Yeah. Bless their hearts.
So, you know, you want your geese to grow at about half pound to a pound per week. You might want to restrict their pelleted diets if you are putting them out on pasture, and maybe keep them at 1 or 2 pounds of pellets per week until they're about 12 weeks old. And then after that, you know, they've learned how to eat the grass, and you can give them free choice pelleted feed even when they're on the pasture.
Mm-hmm.
Also consider that, you know, you got to start goslings at the same temperature you would chicks, 95 degrees Fahrenheit, and then drop the temperature 5 degrees every week thereafter. And they definitely, definitely do not like to be overcrowded. Geese have a problem with that. So your pen should allow about 6 square feet per bird. And keep in mind, although it takes them longer to grow, geese do have a digestive tract that is designed to take advantage of grass in a pasture, but they don't use it efficiently in digestion. So,
why is that?
Because there's very low nutrients in pasture.
Well,
and the way their gut is designed, they've got to land, eat, and continue migrating. So they just need to input food very quickly. And oftentimes in certain parts of the world where you can see birds that are migrating or at points north, you may not be able to see them over the hill, but you just find the line of feces that are coming right out of that bird, and you can follow it right up to the bird.
Oh, is that right?
Because their digestive tract is meant to very quickly digest and get minimal nutrients from the pasture. So they will need about 40 square feet of pasture per bird. So give them plenty of space.
Yeah. Now, they don't have a gizzard, right, like the chickens do?
Because
if they had rocks, it'd make it heavy to fly.
Well, they have a slightly different design. It is very, very much slightly different because, remember, there are less time used in domestication of geese than we have in chickens. And chickens, yes, they can still fly, but mostly they're ground dwellers. Geese, most of the lighter geese can still fly and leave you, so you may need to clip their wings.
Mm-hmm.
There are several good books out there if you're considering raising geese. Dave Holdreed has a book out there, and he's a very famous excellent waterfowl breeder out in Oregon. And so if we have any West Coasters out there, you know, you may want to pick up that book or look up Dave Holdery's website. One of the things is geese are very nervous. So if you're going to, you know, if you're going to keep them outside, you need to put them away from a high traffic area unless you want to hear them all the time. And your neighbors may not appreciate that depending on where you live. So consider placing them maybe at the back of this property, maybe away from the road, or just a little bit further back from high traffic areas. And yeah. When you work around them, work slowly
We found turkeys to be a little nervous, too. That's probably good advice for them as well. It seems like jets flying over, Navy jets or whatever, just threw them in a tizzy. But
well, geese will actually sound off about it and also, you know, have a panic reaction. Turkeys may not be as noisy as, say, a goose or a duck when something startles them. And I know that if you have neighbors and, you know, you want to try this new venture, you need to consider your neighbors.
Always. Yes. Very good.
So
good advice.
Those are some basic bits of information. Keep in mind that you should keep your species separate for good biosecurity. And since geese and ducks tend to make a huge amount of mess, you know, you don't really need your chickens walking through that messy area and tracking that back into your chicken coop. I would suggest that if you are going to keep a few breeding geese and maybe consume the young for Christmas dinner, you might consider entering your geese in the local fairs. Because a lot of times, local fairs don't have good waterfowl representation, especially geese. So consider participating in your local fairs and showcasing your wonderful birds that you've taken the time to raise.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go, Jen. I think you and Pat are well informed now about getting started with your holiday turkey and holiday Christmas goose.
Thank you.
Did I miss any questions in the chat room?
No,
I've been
monitoring here. Go ahead.
I haven't been able to monitor as well as I would have liked as I was chatting about that.
There is a question there by Nick Hidden Quail. Goes, what are you using for food in the what are you using for food in the chicken water or chicken fat? I'm not sure I understand that question, Nick. Chicken.
Yeah, I'm not sure either.
I should have read it before I brought it up.
Well, maybe he could rephrase and retype the question.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
I had a quick sort of question for you, Bridget, or at least get your opinion on something.
Go ahead.
We have been talking, Andy and I, about possibly getting some meat birds, putting them in our garden, maybe starting in November or December, letting them grow as long as they need to grow up till February, and then, you know, harvesting them for, you know, consumption, not necessarily for Christmas, obviously, but whenever we wanted to, put them in the freezer kind of thing. And then we'd have our garden fertilized over the winter that we could till in and then be ready to plant when it's time to plant. Is that something that's possible or a good plan? Or what do you think about that?
Well, having lived in Alabama, which isn't too far from Georgia, I would say your biggest enemy is going to be the temperatures during the winter.
Right.
And unfortunately, broilers are only in maybe about the first month are active. After that, they tend to be couch potatoes that hang out right next to the food and water.
Right.
Although once they've been kind of trained and allowed to be active in a garden, they may be more willing to range, but I think your temperatures outside are going to be your biggest enemy. Because I've been out there when it's 19 degrees and a broiler chicken isn't going to thrive in that. They're going to want something closer to 70, 75 degrees to be maximally comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I know it's not 70 or 75 degrees in Georgia during the winter. It's more like, well, it can get down to 32 and points below consistently each year.
Hmm.
And that's still not going to make the birds happy.
Okay. Bridget, we're starting to get to the end here, but we've got one more question in the chat room for maybe just a quick answer. This comes from Lucky Chick. It says, how old is too old for a food bird? And, of course, we all know that it does get tough with age, but do you have any sage advice on that?
Well, if you're dealing with broiler chickens, you can go, I would say, if raised indoors, 6 to 8 or 9 weeks is about as good as it gets for a nice, tender, large bird. After that, they are much larger. They will continue to consume feed, and the tenderness will wane with age. If you're talking about a stewing hen, like an old laying hen, those birds are typically 2, 3, maybe older in the number of years that they are, and they must be stewed because they're just not going to be tender. And besides, the quality of life of a broiler chicken is going to decline significantly after 8 or 9 weeks of age because they just are designed to get big. And you would really want to consider their quality of life as a factor.
Yeah, they really waddle when they walk when they get so stocky like that. That's
right.
True. Okay. Well, Professor McRae, thank you so much for coming on the air. As usual, we all learn a lot from you when you're here. And Whisper, I see you're back. Do you have any final questions for the professor?
No, I think it was great learning about how now's the time. There's no better time than the present. Go ahead and prepare your holiday feast right now, Christmas in July. So, Bridget, thank you very much for joining us. We appreciate it, as always. We'll see you in a couple of weeks, and that'll be, I guess, the first Thursday in August. So thank you very much for coming on again. Hope you have a great weekend.
Thank you, Pat and Jen and Andy. Have a good one, everybody.
Thank you, Professor.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
All righty. What a great show, folks. I have still have plenty of time, but I'm going to make a couple of more announcements. That we've got, which I'm very proud to do. I mentioned this. You may have caught it a little bit earlier in the show when we came on actually live, but we have a new show partner, and the Chicken Whisperer has a new feed partner, and that would be ManaPro. And so we're so proud and welcoming ManaPro to the radio show broadcast. And so in the beginning, you will start hearing, welcome to Backyard Poultry with the Chicken Whisperer, brought to you by ManaPro. And so we appreciate that. They're going to be providing all kinds of great prizes for the show. And when we go on the road, all kinds of great prizes for our fans and listeners when we're on the road. We've got a lot of great big events planned. I think we're all planning. In fact, I just booked my hotel room last night for the Ohio National Fair, of course, in Ohio. It's going to be in Columbus, Ohio, and I believe that's on the 12th and 13th, or maybe it's the 13th and 14th of November. In fact, last night, Jen and I booked our room for the Ohio National Fair. We'll be there with ManaPro for sure. That's already set. And so we, again, I'd love to welcome ManaPro as a new, not just a sponsor, but a show partner as well. And so welcome ManaPro to the Chicken Whisperer radio show and the Chicken Whisperer 2010 tour. We want to thank them. They'll be coming on next week, actually, telling us all about their company, what they provide, all kinds of different feeds and healthcare products and things like that. So we want to welcome ManaPro, and we thank them for their support. The final announcement I have, because we've had actually several that we've been doing here on the radio show today. Again, we're broadcasting live. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for coming out. Yes, good to talk with you. Bye-bye. Alrighty, that is News 12 CBS out of Chattanooga that just stopped by and had an interview. We're so glad they came out and are concerned about sustainability and keeping backyard poultry here in the Chattanooga area. And so we'll have to check that out tonight at 5 and 6 and 11 with the backyard poultry news here in Chattanooga. But the next announcement that I have is I'm very proud to do this. I've been wanting to do this for a little while, and it just so happens, again, there's never any better time than the present. And that is that we're announcing a new, and it hasn't officially been named yet, but so for right now, it's going to be the Chicken Whisperer Scholarship. And this is going to be a starting off at a $500 scholarship that will be awarded every single year to a student that, again, kind of like our Coop contest, a student that has demonstrated throughout their school career and based on their major of choice, whether it be agriculture, sustainability, a green major across the country. It's going to be a the Chicken Whisperer Scholarship for $500. And that'll start there, and it'll go up based on donations to right now one student. As the fund grows, it may be two or three or four students, or however many students across the country that we can help that need the financial help to get a good education and in the field, in agriculture, green fields, sustainability, urban agriculture, recycling, the whole nine yards. And so we'll probably start that as well in 2011. I think it may be a little too late to actually choose that for this coming up year. Maybe we'll even have two per year. We'll have maybe one as the semesters fall in the winter, and then one towards as in the fall semester as school starts after summer. But that's what we're really looking at doing. We'd love to help folks out and educate folks. There's no better way to do that, I think, than have a Chicken Whisperer Scholarship for a student that really shows and excels in their school career up through their college days of recycling, being green, and sustainability, and then, of course, with going on to college based on their major. So starting off, $500 scholarship once per year. As that pot grows, we'll be able to set up maybe even on our website through PayPal how you, too, can maybe even sign up $10 a month, $5 a month, or once a year contribution to that scholarship fund, and we'll help as many people as we can that are actually doing that. So the Chicken Whisperer Scholarship is another announcement we wanted to make today. So we've had several. We talked about the new Chicken Coop contest, which is going to be going on, where you can nominate a local school to win the Chicken Coop for August, which was awesome. We had McMurray Hatchery come on, tell us about the photo contest. And their secret code, which is WHISPER718, WHISPER718, 10% off any order over $50 at McMurray Hatchery. We talked about the scholarship fund. We talked about our great new show partner and sponsor, ManaPro. We talked about the new Chicken Whisperer calendar that's going to be released in October, November, so you can get all your families a Chicken Whisperer calendar with all kinds of beautiful pictures of poultry. We had a great show with Bridget McCray on today talking about Christmas in July, of course, about how to prepare now for your meat birds that you want in Thanksgiving and Christmas. And, of course, my wonderful co-host, Pat Foreman. Pat, so glad you could make it today. We sure did miss you yesterday, Pat.
Oh, thanks. I just got caught up in a meeting and I couldn't get out in time. I missed you guys, too, very much.
Yeah. We had a good time. I had all kinds of people vote for the coop. We had actually executives with the USDA vote. We had people with the Horizon Structures vote. let's see, the list goes on and on, and it was close. There were about a top three, maybe top four coops that were really running close, but Barbara from Orange, Texas, her coop just took the cake. It kind of just, towards the end there, escalated to the top, and everybody loved how that blue tarp turned into a little fancy fringe on it. She talked about how the hurricanes came through her area and whatnot, so... So, yeah, she is the big winner of the MyPetChicken.com Chicken Coop, Ugliest Chicken Coop Contest. She's going to get a brand-new coop. So we gave that away yesterday. I want to remind everybody that there will be no radio show tomorrow. We're going to take a day off. We will return on Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, this Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, as always. But there will be no show tomorrow. I think while we're here in the beautiful city of Chattanooga, Jen and I are going to spend some time with some of our best friends, Christina, and Brighton right here behind me, and his little sister Laura and Fritz, who manages this Sonic right here. Let me tell you, this is brand new information. The Sonic we're broadcasting live at today is one of the top 100 stores in the country. So he just got that news yesterday, I believe it was. So we've got some Sonic bigwigs here today celebrating that, and of course the news media was here, and the Chicken Whisperer, we're having a great time. But this store right here, congratulations to our friend Fritz Duncan, the general manager here of Sonic, one of the top 100 stores in all of America right here where we're sitting. So we've had a great show. I hope you've enjoyed it. If you're a first-time listener, let me just, since we have a few minutes, tell you about our upcoming fall lineup. Just like Phoebe, we have a little downtime in the summer with vacations and running about and whatnot, but this fall, we've got some amazing shows coming on the radio show, including the big the poultry shows really start up in August and September all across the country with the APA and the ABA. But just if you're a new listener today, just tuning in, let me tell you how this kind of runs. We broadcast live Monday through Friday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and then select Saturdays live on location all throughout the country. We've been to St. Louis, Nashville, Savannah, Dallas, New York. We're here in Chattanooga, and we try to get around as much as we can. But let me kind of go over our new fall schedule, because I have one more show to announce, which I'm extremely proud of. I'm so glad that that's going to pan out. So let's go through the calendar of shows for our new listeners, so you'll want to come back and tune in to the Backyard Culture with the Chicken Whisperer show with Pat and I. Okay, let's start with Monday. The first and third Monday, the first and third Monday, we have the Preparedness Show with Aaron Mackley. We've already talked about water purification. We're going to be talking about the first Monday in July, alternative fuels. And then so the first and third Monday of every month, the Preparedness Show with Aaron Mackley. The second Monday of every month, we're going to be welcoming the American Bantam Association on. The second Monday of every month, the last Monday or the fourth Monday of every month, we're going to welcome the American Poultry Association. Now, talking about all the show scene is really going to start kicking here in August, September. So they'll have some really fun shows for us. We're going to be interviewing show winners, grand prize winners, grand champion winners, and people with the ABA and APA. So that's our Monday schedule. Tuesday, we've got on Tuesday, we've got the second Tuesday of the month, we welcome author Christine Heinrich. With the author, Christine Heinrich, with the Society for Preservation of Poultry Antiquities. And then on the fourth Tuesday, we welcome Jeanette Berenger with the American Livestock Breeds Conservancy. Both of those young ladies come on and they have a breed of the month. Normally it's a heritage breed that they talk about, and that is on our Tuesdays. And so we still have two open days for Tuesday for Chickens in the News, special guest contests, and things like that. Wednesdays, here's where it gets really exciting. The first and the third Wednesday of every month, we have a new show coming this fall called The Living Garden with Jane Jensen, and it's going to be year-round gardening, winter, spring, summer, and fall, when to change out, what to plant, what times of the year, how to weed, it's going to be amazing. So the first and third Wednesdays, The Living Garden with Jane Jensen, right here on the Backyard Culture with the Chicken Whisperer radio show. Then, here's another special announcement today. I told you today's show is chock full of wonderful announcement. And the second and fourth Thursdays, the second and fourth Tuesdays, in fact, I'm going to go ahead and pull up the website now so I can give you the website and all the correct information in just one second. Well, here we go. I want to make sure I give you all the right links and everything. There we go. Perfect. And I'm so excited about this. I've been working on this for about 6 weeks, and it's finally come into play. The second and fourth Wednesday of every month, we're going to be welcoming the Chicken Doctor, Peter Brown, also known as the Chicken Doctor. He is the owner of First State Veterinary Supply. You can go there to go firststatevetsupply.com, firststatevetsupply.com. And y'all know Peter Brown. He's been around in the chicken world for a long time. He is knowledgeable. People know him as Doc. They call him the Chicken Doctor. Peter Brown, the second and fourth Wednesday of every month. I'm so excited to welcome him to the show calendar, and it's going to just make for some great shows. Thursdays are always packed. The first and third Thursday, Dr. Bridget McRae, PhD, poultry scientist, professor, small flock specialist. The second and fourth Thursday, great shows. Bring a pen and paper. The publisher of Back Home Magazine, Richard Krudenberger, the second and fourth Thursdays. Fridays, you regular listeners know, fun Fridays are always a hoot. We give away great prizes from our sponsors, and we're going to continue to do that with our brand new show sponsor and show partner, ManaPro. So we'd like to welcome them too. So my goodness, yes, Penny loves Peter Brown. You got in there, the chicken doctor. So, yes, way too cool. Yes, Penny, so proud. And I've been working on that for about 2 months now, but now I feel comfortable. We've got it down pat. We've got the schedule. Second and fourth Wednesday, First State Vet Supply, Peter Brown, known as the chicken doctor. They call him Doc. And awesome information. And so everybody loves Bridget McRae. So that's out of our whole month's programming, just like on all the major networks, everybody talks about the new fall programming. We're gonna have some great new shows as well. But we've got in fact the entire month is full except for two Tuesdays. And I'm looking at filling those up actually right now with some more sustainability shows about solar and wind power. So, Pat, how about that lineup for fall?
Well, wow, that's really impressive with Breckenhardt. I learned so much out of every show. Of course, this one as well with today's about the holiday poultry. So, yeah, Whisper, you've been hard at work. I mean, this is a dynamite program. Well done.
It has something a little bit for everybody, and it has something a little bit for everybody. Oh, look, we're getting pictures here. All righty, and actually everybody already saw Coley and the poodle skirt and the skates running around here serving our folks. So yeah, what an awesome show today. Thank you very much, Bridget McRae, Pat, all of our sponsors. Thank you for listening to us. Without our listeners, there would be no show. I would just be sitting here talking into a microphone for my good health. And so thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting our sponsors with all of our codes. Free shipping at eggcartons.com when you use the key code Whisper. 10% off at randallburkey.com when you use the key code Whisper. You get now a 10% off any order of $50 or more at McMurray Hatchery, Whisper 718. All kinds of great things. And thank you, mypetchicken.com. Tracy and Derek over there at mypetchicken.com for supplying the chicken coop both in May, June, and July, August for the new school contest. And Pat, couldn't do it without you. Thank you so much. We sure did miss you yesterday, and I hope you have a great day off tomorrow. There will be no show tomorrow, folks. We'll be back Monday at 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Pat, take it away.
Okay. Well, I miss being there too, Whisper. Thanks so much. And, of course, thanks to Prasonic for hosting the site with the shows and the skirts and the skates and tater tots and ice cream sundaes. And, gosh, I wish I had one right now. And, of course, thanks to Bridget McRae for all the information about getting the holiday turkeys and geese ready. And, of course, Andy, you're just absolutely amazing bringing together so much information and so many people so we can all chat here. Blessings to everyone, and always and forever, may the flock be with you all. God bless, and we'll see you after we'll see you next week.
Great. Thanks so much, folks. We'll see you Monday, 12 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks for joining us.
And the mighty bird against prejudice continues his fight for law and order. So when you hear that cry in the sky, you know it's Super Chicken.
And last but not least, since it is Christmas in July, and that was mentioned several times on the show, I figured I'd go ahead and end the show officially with this for all you who love it.